Let's Talk, Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today comes from a few sources. Probably the most famous of them would be James 4:6. I encountered this verse doing some sermon prep for this weekend, and I thought this was enough to give some time to. James 4:6 says, "But he gives more grace. Therefore, it says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." Now, that last little part is in quotes. That means that James is quoting something, and he's quoting a passage from the Old Testament. This comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34, which says, "To the scornful, he is scornful, but to the humble, he gives favor." And as if God thought that wasn't enough, he went ahead and quoted it again through Peter in 1 Peter 5:5, which says, "Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." God is love, Scripture says everywhere. God is faithful to show grace and mercy to his own, to those who trust and believe in him, to those who were once his enemies. But there is a group of people that it says God consistently opposes throughout Scripture, more than just these three verses. That is the proud. In Proverbs, it talks about God detesting a haughty spirit. So if there's one group of people that we do not want to be, it is the proud. It is the self-satisfied. It is those who think they are more than they are. And we see this display throughout Scripture. I mean, the first example that comes to mind is King Nebuchadnezzar, who looks over his kingdom and says, "Look at this awesome thing that I've made." And God says to him, "You'll see," and turns him basically into an animal for 7 years before he recovers his senses and in his own hand writes a passage of Scripture that says God is truly God and he is the one who is worthy to be praised. I was talking to someone recently, I don't remember why, about a humbling experience in my own life when I was back in high school. You know, at this point, I had established myself as the musician. People knew that I sang and played. And so a group of older ladies invited me to, I forget what the event was, to come sing the Star Spangled Banner at the beginning of their event. And so I show up, and I don't remember having a particularly haughty spirit, but I definitely get about halfway through singing and totally blanked on the words. Yeah, song I've sung dozens, if not over 100 times at that point in my life. More sense. And I totally forgot the words in front of all these people. And one of them had to very sweetly whisper the next lyric, at which point I finished singing and left totally humbled. Now, was I closer to God's grace and him being ready to lift me up before or after that happened? Certainly after. When I am brought low, you know, I can go, "Woe's me." I can wallow in shame. And there probably was some of that. Or I can let that experience cause me to walk in greater humility. I'm not all that. I still make mistakes, even as, you know, someone who I do music all the time. And I embarrass myself in that way. God opposes the proud, but the opposite. He gives grace to the humble. So Paul talks in 2 Corinthians that God says that his power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, Paul will boast all the more in his weakness that the power of God might be even more displayed in him. These are the kind of people we want to be, humble people. And we know this, we hear this all the time. But how do we still continue to live in ways that are proud? And as I'm preparing this devotion, one of the first things that comes to mind, when we refuse, forget, make excuses not to pray, how is that not pride at work in our own lives? Prayer is the constant exercise of saying, "I can't do this on my own. I need your help, God." We bring our circumstances to him. We bring our failures to him. We bring our successes to him. We bring our questions and our doubts to him. And we say, "God, help me with this," because we are recognizing that he is the one with the power. He is the one with the grace that we do not possess on our own. But as we go about our days just doing what we do, then we walk in pride. We walk in saying, I don't need God's help in my workday. I don't need God's help on the golf course. I don't need God's help in my relationships. when that couldn't be further from the truth. We walk in humility when we bring our worries, our fears, our concerns to God, as he invites us to do over and over again in Scripture. Cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Opposition or grace? One more and then we'll be done. When we look at other people around us and we resent and we judge and we look down on, how are we not walking in pride? How are we not saying, here is another child of God whom I am better than? Because I would never struggle with that sin. I would never make that mistake. I would never treat someone like that. But for the grace of God, there go I. I could be that same kind of person and have been. That's the worst part. It's not just hypothetical. Many times it is actual in my life. When we carry resentment and bitterness and a judgmental spirit towards others in our lives, we are walking in pride and not humility. Humility says, the only reason that I wouldn't do something like that is because of the grace of God operating in me. And when I walk in humility, I invite more of God's grace into my life. Let us walk in a life of prayer. Let us walk in a life of humility and not judging others, but loving others as Christ loved us. Lord, we thank you for your word, God, that repeats itself so many times so that we don't forget that you oppose the proud, but you give grace to the humble, God. And help us to walk in humility. Help us convict our hearts in the ways that we are walking in pride, maybe in ways that we wouldn't think about otherwise, so that we may be those who receive more and more grace to the praise of your glory. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.